we had a chance, of course, to come up and watch you guys in the Chase County game up there. Now covering the Bison coming up, and I know since then, look at who you've played, and 1-3 so far. It's early in the season, but boy, all the games they've been a part of have been close games. The 9-point game against Chase County, the 5-point game against Hershey, and 9 against Valentine. You've been in the thick of things at all four games, haven't you?
Yes, we have. You know, we talk about consistency, and we're still looking for that. We've had a few games where we've been up, a few games where we haven't been, you know, quite ready for the game, it felt like. But we're young, and like you said, early season, we're just trying to get through some of those things and continue to work on being the same team every single night.
Very impressed. Couple of girls, we know the names from the past years, and looking at that roster, and the Baker girl and the Marhenke girl, watch those two girls on night number one, and those two along with others, but those two especially, kind of your scores and how they go a little bit. If they play well and score some points for you, things go pretty well, don't they?
Yep. We're looking for everyone to contribute a little bit, you know, just to make the defense have to cover everyone. Taryn Kitka had a good game for us against Maxwell and got us the win that night, or helped get us the win that night. But yeah, we're just looking for everyone else to contribute a little bit. Everyone's got a role, defense, offense. We're looking to crash the boards. We did that better the last couple games, and that played a big difference in how those games shook out. But yeah, the Gracie and Makaya, they've had good game scoring, and we're just looking to continue to hit those things that we do well.
And you've got some others. I know I'm not for sure on playing time, but I know you got a 6'2 sophomore off the bench, and the Gunthard girl came off. I watched her against Chase County get a bucket or two, and boy, we got 6'2, and you got a presence like that. You try to get her in there, and hopefully, I'm sure she'll hopefully be a factor for you more and more throughout the season.
That is true. We're looking to get everyone to go. We feel like we've got a pretty deep bench. We played up to 10 in a few of the games. You know, just flow of the game dictates a lot of who goes in sometimes, but we're looking for everyone to contribute and see who we can rely on and who we can keep out on the floor at all times.
This is a monster week for you, Coach. It's the final games before Christmas, and McCook and Cambridge and Ainsworth. So three games all this week. Not a lot of practice time, a lot of game time.
Yep, definitely. We're going to have to scout our faces off and make sure we're ready to go for everyone and make sure things are ready to go. But the girls are looking forward to the challenge, and we feel we're ready. We're gonna do what we do, and hopefully we can get some of the results we're looking for.
I'm sure I had a chance to watch a little game film on McCook already. Well, you know, what about the Bison coming to your place on Tuesday night?
They play fast. They play fast, they play hard, and they're aggressive. So we're looking to match that intensity and be ready for them. It's girls only that night, so we're the only show in town. So we're hoping everyone comes out to give us a watch and see what we can do.
And I'm sure they compare, you know, the first four games, Chase County, Maxwell, Hershey, Valentine. Are they the fastest team you face? I know Chase County kind of got up and down the floor at times with you. So you face this already kind of sort of a little bit this year, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Chase County, Hershey, and Valentine all ran the ball very well, and we worked on our transition defense, and we look to get back and make sure we get ourselves set in defense before they can have a chance to run on us.
Coach, your first year there at Cozad, tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you there at Cozad before, or are you new to the school system?
I've been in Loup City for 16 years. I coached basketball there for 6. And my wife and I took jobs here in Cozad this year, and we were very happy with the transition, and couldn't be happier with how things have gone here in Cozad. So looking forward to continue what we got going and build this thing and turn it into something positive for everybody.